This week in New York City, top designers are flaunting their fall creations at Fashion Week. Writer and style maven Najwa Moses went to the shows and has this commentary.
Celebrities, bright lights, shower curtains as bathrobes, and a cameo appearance by Miss Piggy. This was New York's Fashion Week. As a styleaholic, I generally shy away from the corporate world of fashion. I simply refuse to kiss and suck up my way into the tents. Because America, that's what it takes during Fashion Week. I witnessed photographers tumbling at pop singer Beyoncé's feet, the editor-in-chief of Vogue getting shut out of the hip-hop fashion show at Baby Fat, and the New York Fire Department telling Heatherette fans to pick up their toys and head back downtown or wherever it is that hip fashionistas go because they were not getting in due to overcapacity. But despite all the hub and bub, there were very few fashions worth sending an email blast about. The major differences between the collections were the details, the fabrics, the accessories, and the eclectic influences. One ray of light was DKNY's men's collection, which was all about the non-traditional utilitarian suit featuring blazers in velour, leather, and suede, paired with hoodies and tees, slacks, and leather jeans. The glam drag queen inspired wear at the Heatherette show definitely made me stop and look, but didn't make me take out my ATM card. The collection paid tribute to the Care Bears and other 80s style, which I feel we all need to move on from. The best of the Betsy Johnson show was the beer served to the crowd. Her runway was set up as an Irish bar. I must admit, the freshest item on the fashion menu was Betsy's own gold hoop skirt. The collection itself fizzled flat with too much plaid. Plaid leggings, plaid jackets, plaid skirts, plaid shirts, and unflattering high-waisted jeans. No matter the highs and the lows of the shows, there are five fashion items that you simply must add to your fall collection. The brooch for both men and women, the hat that makes a statement, any statement, something metallic, and last but not least, a piece that accentuates your waist. High-waisted skirts or pants, belted jackets, or cropped blazers. The waistline is a major accessory this fall. And if your waistline is not quite ready for its fall debut, you've got about 6 months to get it there.
Najwa Moses is a writer living in Brooklyn. To see photos from New York's Fashion Week, go to our website, npr.org.